This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The amount of evidence against the Bidens is overwhelming, and it's a shame, honestly, that there are people willing to protect them. Joe Biden is not going to get out of what he did to cover up for his son and the dealings with Burisma. Now, here's what's interesting. He's done far worse to hurt America, but this particular crime left way too much of a paper trail. And if it were anybody else, certainly a Republican, the Democrats would, this would have been signed, sealed, delivered. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. John, what's his name? He's got a Just the News, Solomon. He did a chronology of the Biden crimes in with respect to Ukraine that I haven't seen anything better. And I love chronologies because they help you to understand, okay, here's where it started, and then this happened, and this happened, and this happened, and then, of course, where it ended. And we all know where it ended because Joe Biden said it. I told the guy, you know, if you don't fire that guy, I'm going to take my $1 billion. That Joe Biden ego couldn't help it. And of all the things that he's done, and he's done far worse than Burisma, folks, trust me. His work with China will go down in the annals of history along with Aldrich Ames and people like that with the best spies. Because the best spy you can have is the one you can pay right in front of our faces. And that's what he's done. Here's what John Solomon's team wrote. While most Americans were preparing for November 2015 Thanksgiving holiday, top policy advisors to Joe Biden were scurrying to put the finishing touches on the then vice president's upcoming trip to Kyiv, where he planned to deliver a momentous shock to the U.S.-Ukraine relationship. Just a month earlier, a task force of top state, Treasury, and Justice Department officials had decided that Ukraine and its new top prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, had made enough progress on anti-corruption reforms for the country to receive $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees. Now, you've heard me talk about this before where I said Shokin was doing his job. Shokin, the president at the time of Ukraine, said, we can show, there's nothing he's done for us to fire him, but because you ask us to, Joe Biden, we did. But I want you to understand, November of 2015, Joe Biden was planning to go there to give Ukraine their $1 billion. Why? Because Shokin had shown enough progress. They drafted a term sheet for the delivery of the new aid to the then-President Poroshenko during Biden's December 2015 trip to Ukraine and were making plans to invite Shokin's top staff to Washington in January for a high-level meeting. Shokin, get this, Shokin himself even got a letter from the State Department declaring it was impressed with his reform efforts. Now, what a difference a month makes. Shokin is the hero. He's turned, and you got to remember, when we went over there, Ukraine was a mess, and it still is, by the way. But the idea was, get it fixed. And that's when Trump was making his phone calls to say, look, guys, I mean, shortly after this, he's like, look, I see you're trying to make some reforms, but you're going to have to start it. You're going to need to investigate some of the activities that we're seeing on our end. And I'll get to that in just a bit. Going back, November, Biden and his top advisors on Ukraine, who was included then Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland, began hatching a very different plan for Shokin. Drafted 4 days before Thanksgiving on November 22nd of 2015, and here's what they said. There is wide agreement that the anti-corruption must be at the top of this list and that reforms must be include an overhaul of the Prosecutor General's office, including removal of Prosecutor General Shokin, who is widely regarded as an obstacle to fighting corruption, if not a source of the problem. That was the memo that Joe Biden had drafted that literally contradicted everything that they had said prior to that. Only days before, a U.S. intervention, they write, into domestic affairs of an ally like Ukraine was rare and intrusive, and the meddling had had years of fallout. And as it turns out, according to the documents obtained through this FOIA, that Joe Biden and his son Hunter were both intensely focused on the same prosecutor at the same moment. Complete about face from the government. Now, Hunter, he could have his beef with Shokin all he wanted. He's a private citizen. Joe Biden, from the national standpoint, from our nation's standpoint, we were okay with Shokin. So what happened? Well, you know what happened, so sorry. Spoiler alert. Former business partner Devin Archer testified that Burisma was pressuring Hunter Biden in the fall of 2015 to deal with the fallout of Shokin's probe and to secure help from Biden's family contacts in Washington. And according to these documents, they show that Hunter Biden and Burisma got word in late September of 2015 that one and eventually two major U.S. news organizations, the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, were reporting possible stories on the Shokin probe and how Hunter's association might be hurting his father's efforts to root out corruption in Ukraine. And the stories threatened to land just as his father was going to Kiev to meet with Poroshenko. Now, we've got the clips of Poroshenko. To me, it's one of the most damning ones out there. And it's not chat AI generated. It's Joe Biden essentially saying, we'll get this fixed for you.
Assuming that there is a new government and a new prosecutor general, I am prepared to do a public signing of the commitment for the $1 billion.
And despite the fact that we didn't have any corruption charges, don't have any information about he doing something wrong, I especially asked him, no, it was the day before yesterday, I especially asked him to resign.
Congratulations on installing the new prosecutor general. It's going to be critical for him to work quickly to repair the damage Shokin did. And I'm a man of my word. And that now that the new prosecutor general's in place, we're ready to move forward in signing that new $1 billion loan guarantee.
Pretty cut and dry, folks. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The character of the country is on the ballot. Our character is on the ballot. Look at us closely.
Let me ask some follow-up.
Excuse me.
Please respond,
if
and then we're going to have follow-up.
If this is true about Russia, Ukraine, China, other countries, Iraq, if this is true, then he's a corrupt politician.
Right.
So don't give me the stuff about how you're this innocent baby. Joe, they're calling you a corrupt politician.
Nobody.
Hey, President Trump, I want to stay on the issue of race. We're talking about the
laptop from hell.
President Trump,
nobody.
We're talking about race right now, and I do want to stay on the issue of race. President Trump,
and I have to respond to that.
Please.
Because look,
very
there are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly what.
Is this
where
you're
exactly
going?
What
this
he's
is
going.
Where he's going. The laptop
right.
is Russia.
Yes.
Gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of.
I want to stay on the issue of race because we know Joe Biden's guilty.
That was Donald Trump doing what? Telling the truth? That was they were interrupting because it was more important to move on. And what did Joe Biden go back to? The 50 former intelligence officials, four CIA guys, all the people that they planted to protect him. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. You can hear Biden in his own words. You can hear every excuse that he gives. And you know what they all are? They're all setups. They're all, I like to use this term because it's what it is, kabuki theater. Nothing you see is real here. It's just, it's like the award shows. Let's give ourselves awards. Are you really the best actor? Is this really the best movie? Are you really the best supporting actor? Are you really the best videographer, cinematographer? The answer is no, 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 and no. You're the one who is more political and who we decided to give it to. And you know what they hold these things out for? You know, like Leonardo DiCaprio, and I'm just using this as a metaphor. Leonardo, you don't have an Oscar. You don't have an Oscar. You don't have an Oscar. Hey, Leonardo, you want to speak out against climate change? You want to speak out for Darfur? You want to speak out against, you know, I don't know, the spotted owls or the Guatemalan midgets? Oh, you do? Here's your Oscar. Here's your recognition. It isn't enough that you're filthy rich, you're good looking, you're young, you can have anybody you want, you live the charmed life. No, you got to get that trophy. And here's how you get the trophy. Here's how you get that Nobel Peace Prize. Affirmative action black president who led more wars while he received the Peace Prize than anybody in history. That's how you do it. Wow. So I want you to understand, Donald Trump, during the debates, was telling you exactly what the Bidens were doing. And you know what Joe Biden was doing? He was using the excuses that his party and the DOJ all set up with these 50 former people. Trump called him out, period. And people ignored him. But you know what Joe Biden does? Joe Biden tells you his crimes. He tells you his crimes. All you got to do is listen.
I get treated worse than the Tea Party got treated. Because I have a lot of people in there, deep down in the IRS, they treat me horribly. We made a deal, it was all settled, until I decide to run for president. I get treated very badly by the IRS, very unfairly. But we had a deal all done. As soon as we're completed with the deal, I want to release it. But I have paid millions and millions of dollars, and it's worse than paying. I paid in advance. It's called prepaying your taxes. Okay. I paid in advance.
I want to ask you both about questions regarding your potential foreign entanglements and questions that have been raised to give you both a chance to talk about this more broadly. Respond very quickly, and then I'll get to my question.
Why did he's been saying this for 4 years? Show us. Just show us. Stop playing around. You've been saying for 4 years you're going to release your taxes. Nobody knows, Mr. President. What they do know is you're not paying your taxes, or you're paying taxes that are so low. When last time he said what he paid, he said, I only pay that little because I'm smart. I know how to game the system. Come on. Come on, folks.
Have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
Okay, Mr. Biden, if I can, sure. Questions of controversy continue today about Hunter Biden, your son's...
There is no controversy about my son. It's all a lie. It's a flat lie because the president has nothing else to run on. If you notice, while American people are talking about what's happening to their families, he has no plan. In the debate, he has no plan. Everything from the Wall Street Journal over every other major news outlet has said what he's saying is simply not true about my son.
You got to give Biden credit and the left. They stick to the lie, don't they? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. How many things did Trump accuse Biden of that turned out to be true? It's rhetorical. Don't bother to count because we don't have the time, okay? But what we do know is that Biden repeatedly lied about his business dealings with Hunter and the influence peddling that Joe Biden ultimately had to fulfill because Hunter had gone out and negotiated all these contracts and the money was beginning to flow. And if we had a real DOJ, we would know much more about the crimes of the Biden family. And I'll tell you this, those crimes run deeply. I keep saying this, Burisma is not even a big deal compared to some of the things that these people have done. It's the one that is most open, most public, most easy to connect the dots on. But quite frankly, they all are. I was talking about this article that appeared, and this is what we're calling the chronology of Burisma. And John Solomon over at Just the News, they did an excellent job of putting this all together. And they said, a U.S. intervention into the domestic affairs of an ally is pretty rare, but Joe Biden's team did it. And he goes on, he says, a few blocks away, and they did this, by the way, Hunter and Joe Biden were both going after Shokin simultaneously, even though up leading up to this point, the State Department had given Shokin a clean bill of health. They go on, they write this. A few blocks away from the White House, Hunter Biden and his associates were trying to hire a crisis communications firm to deal with Shokin's decision to revive a corruption investigation of the Burisma holding company, where Hunter served as a board member and received $1 million a year in compensation. Former business partner Devin Archer testified that Burisma was pressuring Hunter Biden. And the documents that we've seen show that in late September, all this stuff began to happen. You know, all of this, the dirty work, the skullduggery was, okay, how do we go from liking Shokin to getting rid of him? And that was Joe Biden's assignment, and that's what he followed to the letter of the law. And here's what they talk about, the abrupt change in foreign policy. And here, there's some irony here, that Donald Trump, it ultimately takes over as president, and he's questioning, wait a minute, why are we giving money to this? I'm not sure this corruption's all gone. And as he's digging into it, his team, he starts to notice, this is not, to use a Midwestern word, something's hanky. When we come back, we're going to discover how this chronology all fits together.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Get ready now for Idalia. That's the message to Floridians from the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to start to deteriorate on Tuesday. Get your hurricane supplies ready.
National Hurricane Center Director Dr. Michael Brennan says the Big Bend region could see 7 to 11 feet of storm surge. Two people were killed when a rescue helicopter crashed into an apartment complex in Florida Monday morning. Three people were on board the Broward Sheriff's Office fire rescue helicopter when it went down in Pompano Beach, north of Fort Lauderdale. Several people were taken to the hospital. Missouri's ban on transgender health care for minors takes effect today. A St. Louis circuit judge recently denied a request for a preliminary injunction, meaning that the ban could become law. It prevents transgender minors from accessing hormone therapies, puberty blockers, and transition surgeries. It also prevents the state's Medicaid program from paying for such procedures. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So John Solomon's team put together this chronology that explains this abrupt shift between the United States State Department and the government of the United States supporting Ukraine's efforts for reform, corruption reform, under a guy by the name of Viktor Shokin. And suddenly, once Viktor Shokin starts investigating Burisma, a company that had hired Hunter Biden and put him on the board, suddenly we had this shift. And what the left wants you to believe is that shift occurred naturally. We went from liking Shokin to not liking Shokin, and nothing changed on his end. The only thing that changed was Hunter Biden made a phone call. You remember the movie, I forget the one with Will Smith and Gene Hackman, and he goes, you know, why'd you blow up the building? And he goes, because you made a phone call. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Hunter makes a phone call, and then we get a dramatic shift. And that's where we're kind of picking things up now, is this dramatic shift that occurred in our policy towards Ukraine, headed up by none other than Vice President at the time, Joe Biden. And they said this. Here's what they wrote. The decision by Joe Biden and his closest policymakers to try to force Shokin's firing evolved over several days before he left for his December 2015 trip to Kyiv. For weeks beforehand, U.S. officials of state, Treasury, and Justice recommended Ukraine get its $1 billion in loan guarantees. You want to know why? Because Shokin's office had made adequate progress in anti-corruption reforms. The two November 22, 2015 memos, while demanding Shokin's ouster, still urged VP Biden to offer the $1 billion loan guarantee during his trip. So in other words, they didn't say you must do it. They said, and by the way, this was all orchestrated because there was no reason to fire Shokin to begin with, but they didn't say you had to do it. Joe Biden made that decision on his own. Anyway, they write this. Poroshenko and Yatsenyuk will be looking for tangible signs of U.S. support to assist the Ukrainian people during these difficult times, facilitate further reforms, and help with efforts to defend against Russian aggressions. This is what the memo said. You will sign our third $1 billion loan guarantee and publicly announce FY15 U.S. assistance for the first time. So Joe Biden was given his talking points. Go over, sign it. You don't. There's nothing else needed. The reforms are in place. But by the time he got there, December the 8th through the 9th of 2015, he had further altered the plan, deciding to threaten to withhold the loan guarantees until Poroshenko fired Shokin.
something he would brag about, and you've all heard him say it. Now, this abrupt shift, came as a surprise to Poroshenko, and, as it turns out, the November 22, 2015 memos were even a bit of a surprise to Jeffrey Piot, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, and this was according to testimonies that he gave to Senate investigators. So Joe Biden unilaterally shifted all of this for what reason? Why did he do it? Again, look at the chronology. Go look at the money that was flowing at this time. At this point, Hunter's got making $1 million, $83,000 a month is what he's getting. What's the big guy getting? When did, as I said, connect the dots. Go look at the bank records, look at Hunter's phone records, look at what was happening during that period, and you know what you're going to see? You're going to see what's called a spike. Because that's when these guys said, he was like, Dad, this is all going to blow up. If they investigate Burisma, we're toast. We lose the money train. But I don't know, I think the estimates are Hunter made $3.5 million from Burisma. To do what? He sat on their board. What could Hunter Biden possibly do except call his daddy? You already know the answer to all of this, folks. This is what makes it fun. This is Columbo. We know who the killer is. Now we just got to watch him circle in. Anyway, here's what they go on to say. I can't help you on that, Piot told investigators for the Senate Homeland Security Committee when he was shown copies of the memos. He says, if you look on the clearance page, you will see that I actually didn't see these documents until you guys sent them to me. He, the ambassador to Ukraine, didn't even know what was going to happen. It's interesting to watch. By the way, on John Solomon's page, he backs up all of this. He links to the interviews and everything. There, when you follow this chronology, there's no way you can get lost. Piot told Senator Ron Johnson's investigation in 2020 that he couldn't remember many of the exact details of how Biden came to force show conspiring, but he recollected a shift had occurred at some point. What I can tell you, he said, is that there was a gradual evolution in thinking of the interagency community about these issues. Piot would later concede that the decision to withhold the billion-dollar loan guarantee and try to force show conspiring may likely have been a matter of a political principle like Biden deciding to change the policy. I'll let you think about that a bit. I know what I know. I know that Joe Biden already had a strategy concocted on how he was going to wiggle out of this thing, and he got people to do it. To help him. And it reminds me when I was watching Oppenheimer of Strauss, the senator who was going after after Oppenheimer. He made him think he was his friend. And it turned out he was the one who was pulling all the strings. He was the one sabotaging probably one of the biggest heroes in American history. It turned out he had sympathies. It was funny because they were clear to make a distinction between what they called American communism and Russian communism. And as Oppenheimer's wife would later say, she goes, at first I thought they were different. She goes, then I figured out they were one and the same, and that's why I left 18 plus years ago. An interesting film on many levels. And these are parallels. This is what the power of the government can do. Joe Biden can slowly nudge things his way and make it appear as though it was, oh no, this is what we wanted all the time. And look at the people who helped make these changes. Look who they had to ignore. Look who are the fall guys in all of this. By the way, the fall guy always in the situations involving the government are the U.S. citizens. We're the fall guys. Who pays for their mistakes? Do they? Do they lose office? Do they leave office? Are they jailed? No, they get censured and slapped on the wrist, but who pays the bills? I think you know the answer. So they go on, they said, the career officials at State Treasury actually recommended Ukraine receive this $1 billion because Shokin's office was making progress. And Biden did the opposite. Biden's decision was done with the full knowledge that his son Hunter was serving on the board of a Ukrainian energy company called Burisma Holdings, whose owner, Mykolai Zolochevsky, was being investigated by Shokin's office. And Joe Biden can't deny this. State Department officials testified during Trump's impeachment at Hunter Biden's role on the Burisma board while his father oversaw Ukrainian anti-corruption policy for the U.S. posed, at the very least, the appearance of a conflict of interest. Joe Biden's team crafted answers to deflect the media from that issue. That's what the memos show. One official, a guy named George Kent, went further in a classified email published declaring that Hunter Biden's association with Burisma directly undercut U.S. anti-corruption efforts in Ukraine. On the record, this is. And, of course, you don't need it on the record because if you've got half a brain, you know exactly what was going on. Your son is directly involved in a country where you're supposed to be dealing with corruption, and he's dealing with the corrupt people who are under investigation with that country, and you don't know about it? As we say, Negro, please. And I cleaned it up for you, white people, because if I was around my peeps playing some dominoes, that's what I'd say the other thing. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So these were parallel efforts between Hunter and his daddy on these trips. And the guy writes this. Ironically, Hunter Biden's efforts to deal with Shokin were triggered in part by the same man his father's administration had sent to be the chief diplomat to Ukraine, the ambassador who was cut out of the November 2015 memos from Joe Biden's office. In mid-September 2015, Ambassador Piet gave a speech in Odessa criticizing Shokin's office for failing to pursue alleged Burisma corruption in the period before Shokin took the prosecutor general's office. So understand, folks, the guy who was the ambassador to Ukraine said to Shokin, you need to start looking into Burisma. He's the one who did it. You wonder why Joe Biden didn't give him the memo that they were shifting policy? I think you know the answer. The speech appeared to have two impacts. First, Shokin's office launched an effort to re-seize the assets of Burisma. And second, American news media began inquiring about Hunter Biden's association.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Come
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We've been talking about this chronology of Burisma. And here's, I'm just going to follow on from the previous segment. The first inquiry came from the Wall Street Journal journalist Paul Sung on September 30th, 2015. Coincidentally, that was the exact same day that the Interagency Policy Committee, comprised of the top federal officials, met and determined that Shokin's office had made adequate reforms to justify Joe Biden giving the $1 billion loan guarantee. So what we're rationalizing here is, what was the switch in policy from Shokin doing everything he needed to do to showcase that he was on the up and up and that he was doing what he needed to reform, and the flip that came out of nowhere? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So they said Soames' initial inquiry forwarded a set of standard questions, but on October 16, 2015, this is literally just 17 days later, the Journal reporter escalated his inquiry by specifically asking whether Hunter Biden believed that working with Burisma and its CEO undermined his father's Ukraine anti-corruption message. Hunter Biden and his associates were reluctant to answer the question directly, according to an email contained on his laptop that was seized by the FBI in 2019. So, some ask about Ambassador Piatt's comments linking Zolochevsky with corruption in Ukraine. And that's what it took to get Hunter to contact the big guy and say, hey, they're looking into us. So Hunter brought in a new player, Blue Star Strategies, who then concocted the scheme to get the monkey off the back of Burisma's president. So Burisma's goal for Hunter Biden's handpicked consultant was to shut down Shokin's investigation of the firm and, of course, improve the company's image. And around the same time, Hunter Biden reached out to one of his daddy's trusted advisors, Amos Holstein, who then would end up going to Kiev in December of 2015. An email showed that Holstein met with Burisma back in 2014, shortly after Hunter joined the board. Now you're saying to yourself, Kevin, this is, you know, kind of convoluted. It's not really that convoluted, but it is to some degree. It's tough to follow all the names, and these aren't names like Johnson and, you know, whatever. These are Ukrainian names and other names that we don't really pronounce a lot. So it may seem difficult to follow, but here's what they said. I just wanted to send you a quick note to thank you for taking time out of your day to meet with Poharsky of Burisma. A lawyer for Burisma wrote to Holstein in the summer of 2014. Now, by October of 2015, Holstein, who was then the U.S. Special Envoy and Coordinator for International Energy Affairs for the State Department, raised the issue of Hunter Biden's work on Burisma's board directly with Joe Hunter. And he would testify later that he wanted to make sure that the vice president was aware that there was an increase in chatter on media outlets close to Russians and corrupt oligarchs' own media outlets about undermining his message to try to undermine the vice president's message, including Hunter Biden being part of the board of Burisma. So this guy's already saying, look, they're on to us. We got to figure this thing out. And according to Senate investigators and an email obtained from Hunter's laptop, I love Hunter's laptop, Hunter reached out to Holstein to set up a meeting for coffee on November the 4th of 2015 after he had met with the VP. And according to Holstein's own testimony, Biden told his son that he had met with Holstein and discussed his work for Burisma. Now, Joe Biden says, I didn't do anything. Amos Holstein called Biden's secretary, emailed him days after his meeting with Holstein. He says, please call back today if possible. Look, the point I'm making with all of this is there's enough connective dots here to put Biden into it. And just the news, John Solomon's team literally documents. I'm talking about this is the best chronology day to day to day. December the 6th. Holstein was photographed briefing by Biden on his way to Ukraine. Victoria Nuland testified that Holstein discussed the matter with Biden on the trip. When Senate investigators asked about this briefing, Holstein declined to elaborate on the specifics of the conversation, but said, in my conversation with Hunter Biden, I did not recommend that he leave the board. What he's saying is, we'd already built a strategy that was going to make sure that Hunter didn't have to do anything, because that's what was going to keep the money flowing to the big guy. And about the same time, the New York Times submitted questions to Biden, Hunter Biden, and the White House about Burisma, and it became apparent to both Hunter and Joe Biden's teams that negative publicity would greet VP Biden when he arrived in a few days. So here's what the New York Times was. This time, Joe Biden's top policy and press advisors took the lead in crafting a response after an alert came from the State Department. And here's what they said. New York Times' complicated question involving VP's son and S's stepson, friend, both of whom are allegedly on the board of an Ukrainian energy company owned by a foreign minister of ecology who was being pursued by UK for money laundering. That's the State Department. Bridget Brink, an official, Bridget Brink, wrote to top advisors of Biden. Now, come on. Seriously? I mean, look, if the Republican strategy is to slow walk this so that Joe Biden ends up in trouble, I'm cool with that. But all I'm telling you is, you don't have to go to Just the News, look at this chronology, and tell me that, I mean, a second grader knows Joe Biden is guilty, and this is what he did. They go on. The question also references Piot's September speech, which allegedly criticizes the GOU-PGO for not supporting the UK prosecution. See, the UK had already said, we know this guy's crooked. I don't want to belabor that piece because it gets a little into the weeds, but they said Joe Biden's team drafted answers designed to put distance between his son's client and his upcoming trip. Hunter Biden is a private citizen and a lawyer. The vice president does not endorse any particular company and has no involvement with this company, the draft answer read. Regarding anti-corruption efforts in Ukraine, generally speaking, the vice president has consistently said that Ukraine must make every effort to investigate and prosecute corruption in accordance with the rule of law. End quote. Well, what they didn't say is, unless it involves Hunter. A few days later, the story was published and Biden landed in Kiev, where he delivered the stern message to Poroshenko that Ukraine would lose the $1 billion if Shokin wasn't fired. So now the spin was in. Shokin went from being a good guy who had turned Ukraine around and deserved to get the $1 billion to being a pariah, and it was all orchestrated. And all you got to do is, as I said, look, I would love to see this in the mafioso, you know, chart. So you can see exactly how this played out, because it's as clear as the nose on your face. And here's what Solomon's team wrote. The memos from Joe Biden's office and Hunter Biden's laptop make two things clear. One, as Shokin's efforts to investigate Burisma ramped up negative publicity, Hunter Biden was forced into action by the company paying him large sums of money in Ukraine as his father oversaw U.S.-Ukraine policy. So that set the alert, and Hunter had to go earn his keep. And two, Joe Biden's team began altering a plan for Ukraine that began in September of 2015 with a recommendation to provide Ukraine $1 billion in loan guarantee because it had already been set. Shokin was okay. Everybody was in agreement, and it ended with aid being withheld unless Shokin was fired. Now, the Democrats want to spin this as Shokin would have been of great benefit to Burisma. How are you going to spin that? The dude who was investigating them was going to be of great benefit? That's absolutely nonsense. This is the easy. So, I'm going to go back to, I know I interrupted myself. I do that a lot. Melissa hates it. But here's what I'll tell you. So, Dan Goldman, that's what his argument was. And I don't know if you remember the clip where the media went, that doesn't make any sense to you. Well, you got to understand, nobody, you know, everybody believes in Joe Biden. He's an upstanding guy. Do we have that clip? Because it's a funny answer by him. Don't worry about it because we're almost out of time. But he pivots because he catches himself and goes, you're right. This isn't good for Burisma. Shokin gets fired. The guy who's frozen their assets, chasing this man down. So he pivots. Joe Biden's an upstanding guy. Everybody says it. That's their fallback. Well, Joe Biden's not an upstanding guy. He got Shokin fired for one reason and one reason only. And Dan, what's his face? Goldman said, there's only one connection between Hunter and his father, and that's with Burisma, and that's with the Shokin thing. And then he stepped on a landmine. And all you got to do is listen to that and follow this chronology, and you see exactly where it leads. And trust me, folks, this isn't the only one. There are many other corrupt areas for Biden with his son.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.